Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
Day number 69.
All right, day 69, Joe abandoning Americans behind enemy lines. 82 days ago, he said he'd never do that. Unbelievable. Now Joe Biden is his numbers collapsing, now down to 37% in a poll that is outweighing Democrats over Republicans by a dramatic amount. I think this poll only had 23% of Republicans. Anecdotally, this just kind of crossed my desk. We get ratings, as you know, every night from television. And Joe Biden, I guess, was on fake news CNN last night. I've only seen the highlights. I didn't watch the whole thing. I was busy at the time. It was up against my show. But anyway, it only had 1.2 million viewers. Linda, that's total.
I can't believe that many people watched, to be perfectly frank with you.
Okay.
Honest to God.
It's serious, right?
I mean, who wants to watch bumbling Biden? Not me.
Okay. It was so bad that I'm just stunned by it. It is an unbelievable failure, and I'll tell you why. And it's also the things that he's saying. And it's also the fact that everybody knows he's a cognitive mess, and everybody knows his policies are failing the country. 538, Biden support, quote, plunging across all groups. Over his first 9 months in office, Biden has lost support among Americans of all stripes, men and women, African-American voters, white voters, Hispanic voters, baby boomers and zoomers, even Democrats are disenchanted with Biden. Two groups with whom Biden has lost support really stand out. Independents, Hispanic Americans, independents have soured on Biden to the extent that his approval ratings among this group are some of the worst of any president in the modern era. Another interesting development today is Joe Manchin is now threatened to blow up the entire infrastructure negotiations. He's had it. He says, how about we spend $0? This was in the Hill today. Apparently we're learning about the shouting match between the two of them. And anyway, Manchin and Sanders get into this argument Wednesday during which he said he's willing to abandon Joe Biden's social spending plan. According to Sanders, Joe said, I'm comfortable with spending nothing. Manchin confirmed he said, I'm comfortable with spending zero. By the way, so am I, Joe. Joe Manchin, if you can hear me, that would be the better plan for the people of America. We can't afford it. I know it sounds great on paper, but, you know, this is coming from the same party that can't even keep safety and security in towns and cities all across the country. Don't believe in law and order. That want to dismantle the police, the same people that, you know, pledged to keep your doctor plan and save money. How did that work out for the people of West Virginia? The same people that have destroyed our school system coast to coast, especially in states run by blue state governors for decades and mayors for decades. And anyway, so we're going to see what happens. Apparently, Chris Coons from, where's Coons from? Delaware, I think. Anyway, described the verbal quarrel as a vigorous 10-minute discussion. And according to him, Manchin said we shouldn't do it at all. Once he said this will contribute to inflation, he's right. We already passed the American Rescue Plan. We should pass the infrastructure bill and pause for 6 months. Yeah, that would be actually thoughtful and smart. Rare for the Democratic Party. So I don't know where this is going to end up. This was their self-imposed deadline, by the way, for the Democrats. Even the San Francisco Federal Reserve is blaming Biden for the inflation that's going on. San Francisco Fed paper found Biden's American Rescue Plan playing a major role contributing to the spike in of inflation. The Economist estimated the plan would add 0.3 percentage points to the Fed's preferred inflation gauge, known as the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, in 2021, a bit more than what they expect in 2022. And they concluded that based on the size of Biden's spending package and historical evidence of fiscal stimulus impact on the market, this plan of Biden's could push the vacancy to unemployment ratio near its historical peak that took place in 1968. That's how bad it is. Jobless claims now falling because millions of workers have left the workforce, whopping 4.3 million quitting their jobs in August. And if you think that's bad, you just wait. You wait till this mandate kicks in and we start losing thousands of cops and firemen and nurses and first responders and teachers and military personnel. Hannity, you're encouraging them to not get the vaccine. I'm not encouraging anything. I've been encouraging people to take this damn thing seriously. I know too many people dead because of it, and I've seen the worst of it. But, you know, the thought of firing nurses and hospital workers and our military, all of whom during the worst moments of COVID, you know, were working in a COVID petri dish, diving on COVID grenades. Why would we ever think about firing them or docking their pay? You know, we actually, there are other creative ways to solve disagreements in life. One obvious way to do it is what Joe initially said. And that was, okay, well, or you're going to have to get tested once or twice a week. Fine, give people the option. I don't know why people make up. I don't know what goes into somebody's thinking. I don't know if they have a rare medical condition. I have no idea. I don't know if they believe in natural immunity. I don't know. I'm not their doctor. I don't know anything about their unique medical history, current condition. That's up to them and the doctor to decide. But to have one size fits all medicine, get the shot or you get fired. What about the person with the rare condition whose doctor says you don't belong taking this shot? There are those people out there. Why won't they at least creatively think of a way? People, if you're that locked into this position that you're willing to lose your income, lose your benefits, lose your retirement, you know, obviously you feel pretty passionately about it. And I think the battle, the debate over vax or not vax is over because these people are indicating they're willing to sacrifice everything job-wise because of what they believe. Whether you disagree or not, that's it. That's irrelevant at this point. That's how far they are willing to go because this is what they believe. You may not like it, but it's just the reality. And to add this now, the loss of these key professions would be an unmitigated disaster on top of everything else that we're going through. Anyway, so in this kiss-ass town hall with Anderson Cooper, you know, Biden, you know, with his fist clenched during the entire length of a question for no apparent reason. It was so many bizarre moments. Biden at one point grabbed Anderson Cooper's arm and squeezed it. What about social distancing, Joe? While answering a question from him, Biden dropped into his, you know, trademark whisper. He goes into whisper when he discusses the tax cuts. We have a montage of the whisper. Listen.
That America wasn't built by Wall Street. They're not all bad folks on Wall Street. I'm not suggesting that. But they didn't build America. It was built by the middle class. And unions built the middle class. You know, I notice when you all do that, everybody benefits. Whether they belong to a union or not. Whether they belong to a union or not. employers can't find workers. I said, yeah, pay them more. This is an employees bargaining chip now. What's happening? I got them $1.9 trillion relief so far. They're going to be getting checks in the mail that are consequential this week for child care. The bill on the environment. Why would I not be for it? Get vaccinated.
Get vaccinated. Okay, Joe. All right, this is getting bizarre. But now his new trademark whisper. Biden calling climate change an existential threat to humanity, saying if the world doesn't keep the global temperature increase below 1.5 degrees Celsius, we're done. That's not a joke, man. Come on, man. You know, he forgot exactly what he was when he was going to the climate conference in Scotland, saying, oh, I've lost track of time. And then he also forgot until Anderson Cooper had to bail him out. And we got all these cargo ships off the coast of Los Angeles and Los Angeles. And what am I doing here?
I was able to go to the private portion with 40% of all products coming into the United States of America on the West Coast go through Los Angeles what am I doing here?
Is it Long Beach?
Long Beach, thank you.
Long Beach, yeah. We got the assist. I give a big assist for Anderson. He gave him the answer. That was nice of him. Biden forgot exactly what with all of this stuff. Almost an hour into the event, Biden realized that the two Maryland senators and the mayor of Baltimore were sitting in the audience. It turned out that it wasn't the mayor. It was a local congressman. Both men are African-Americans. Imagine if that was Donald Trump. Biden made an odd, racially charged remark about how his son Beau would go to the east side of town where the best basketball is played and sit down and meet those folks. And then Biden, you know, back to scolding and mocking unvaccinated Americans, saying that they felt they had the freedom to kill others with their COVID. Okay, this guy's lost his mind. Then you want to talk about the policies. That's just how screwed up he is. You know, he's claiming that he visited the southern border. That's another lie again. And Peter Ducey again today called out Jen Psaki on it. It's a lie. Biden admitting that he kept Title 42 in place because of the high rates of COVID in nations where migrants are coming from. Oh, okay. Biden said, is that a travel ban, by the way? Is that a xenophobic, hysterical, racist travel ban? Anyway, Biden said the first responders who refused the COVID vaccine should be fired. Okay, when Chicago loses over 1,000 cops, come back and tell us how that worked out for you, Joe, because it's not going to work out well. Now, the vax, don't vax debate, that's not what we're discussing right now. But if you have people so locked into the view, they're not getting it. They're not going to be bribed into it. They're willing to lose their careers, their income, their benefits, their pension. They're willing to give it all up. And these are essential workers in hospitals, in our medical system, on our nurses and first responders, and the teachers that teach our kids, and the policemen that try to keep us safe, even in cities that hate them. And then firemen, same thing, and our military personnel. This will be an unmitigated disaster if he stays here. And then Biden asked about, well, what about the high price of gasoline? Well, he doesn't foresee gas prices coming down for at least another year, claiming they were high only because OPEC was holding American hostage. No, that's the dumbest ass answer I've ever heard. It's because he put in energy policies that removed America's supply from the world's equation, artificially reducing the supply. The demand remains consistent. That means we're going to be paying $100 a barrel of oil. And everything we pay for costs more because of him. It's not OPEC. It's not even Russia. It's you, Joe. And admitting inflation would continue, even if his idiotic New Green Deal Build Back Better socialism bills aren't passed. He doesn't know the first thing about economics. Biden said that Americans are generally depressed by the pandemic. Among other things, their proms were canceled. Wow. Well, you're not going to get 15 colors, but you'll get what you want. Oh, the tragedy of the treadmill. Their proms were canceled. I mean, they have such just dripping contempt for we the people. Biden said the fear of COVID is keeping people from going back to work. That's not true. Good grief. Biden said the time will eventually come to fundamentally alter the filibuster and approve the carve-out for voting rights and other issues. Of course he's trying to do it. By the way, majority of voters support Manchin and Sinema in their standoff with the White House. Nearly two-thirds of likely voters say it's important that Sinema and Manchin oppose Joe Biden's agenda. Wow. We'll continue. Quick break. Right back. We'll continue.
On a calm October night, Michael and his wife, they were just out for a walk in their neighborhood when their life got flipped upside down, or just like yours could be. Now, Michael was attacked by a homeless woman who stabbed him multiple times before he was able to restrain her and waited for law enforcement to arrive. But what happens next is why our partners at the USCCA exist. Now, while Michael was in the hospital, a detective literally charged him with assault. Now, this is the new America that we're living in. Luckily, Michael was a USCCA member just like me. He used his training, his education, and his self-defense liability insurance to stay out of jail and save his family from potential bankruptcy. If you want to learn proven ways to deter criminals, defend your family, avoid legal trouble, just go to uscca.com/Hannity right now. You'll put in your email. You'll get a free guide put together by the USCCA and the former head of training for the FBI. Just go to uscca.com/Hannity today.
All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Hey, if you like me have and you suffer from insomnia, don't forget All Things MyPillow work for me. And now I fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, starting with their premium MyPillow, then their MyPillow mattress topper. Mike Lindell, now you've heard me raving about his Giza Dream Sheets made from the world's best cotton. They are so soft, comfortable, breathable, durable. And right now, when you go to the Sean Hannity Square at MyPillow.com, you buy one pair, one set of Giza Dream Sheets, you get another one free just by going to the Sean Hannity Square at MyPillow.com. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day unconditional money-back guarantee. They have other deep discounts at the Sean Hannity Square on other products. Or you can just call and mention my name, 800-919-6090. You get all these great discounts and the promo code Hannity. But the sleep you want, you crave, you need, you desire, and deserve, when these products arrive, they will be yours. MyPillow.com, Sean Hannity Square. Unbelievable. All right, so I have all these crazy moments. This is a train wreck, what happened last night. Now, nobody even wants to see it because it's too painful to watch, which is why nobody watched it. I mean, it's almost as low rated as most late night TV so-called comedy shows that are dull as dirt. Anyway, Biden, you know, he has no answer for high gas prices. I have answers. Go to Texas, Oklahoma, Alaska, North Dakota, and West Virginia and start producing our own energy. And we'll start having low gas prices and energy prices like we did under Trump. When he's talking about the supply chain crisis, what am I doing here? And then Anderson Cooper needs to jump in and bail him out. By the way, there's no evidence that Biden ever visited the border. He just lied. Peter Ducey brought this up with a not-so-happy circle-back propagandist Jen Psaki today. You know, then he's mocking the unvaccinated, claiming that they believe they have the freedom. Listen to this. Claims they believe they have the freedom to kill you. I'm going to play all this at the in the next half hour, right after the news. Mocking people who say they're making the COVID vaccine a political issue. Freedom? I have the freedom to kill you with my COVID? No. I mean, come on, freedom. Wow. This is getting really scary. Anyway, he appeared pretty unhealthy at times. You know, he didn't look good to me. And he talks about getting rid of the filibuster. Pledges to defend Taiwan if China attacks. You mean like you were not going to leave any Americans behind in Afghanistan, Joe? Yeah, we could have pressed him on that last night, too. He takes 7 questions from Democrats, 2 from Republicans, only 12 participants.
Got more behind-the-scenes information, more contacts than anybody, more friends behind the curtain. Sean Hannity is on.
All right, 25 to the top of the hour. By the way, Joe did mention that he was vice president for 36 years last night, in case you missed it.
A lot of the folks in Amtrak became my family, not a joke. I'd ride every day. I commuted every single day for 36 years as Vice President of the United States. After my wife and daughter were killed, I went home to see my family, never stopped going doing that.
Oh, 36 years as Vice President. All right, I'm being nitpicky there. All right, fair enough. Then, this is crucial. Now we're in the middle of a shortage in the workforce. We're now post defund, dismantle the police and massive cuts to police departments all around the country. A city like Chicago will lose over 1,000 police officers, it's estimated. And the mandate does not allow for any exceptions, no religious exemptions, no rare condition exemptions, no belief in following the science of natural immunity exemptions. No, one size fits all medicine. They won't even allow people the option of getting tested. Now, this isn't about vax, don't vax. This is about thousands and thousands of military, police, teachers, nurses, medical workers, frontline emergency workers, firemen, and all these other professions. They're going to quit their jobs, lose their income, give up their benefits, and lose their pension. Because that's how passionately they feel about their position. Again, I'm not having the vax, don't vax debate here. I'm just telling you what they're saying. And originally, we heard, let's go back in history here. Because people like Pelosi and Fauci and Biden, they're all out there saying, no, 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 I'll never mandate a vaccine. Never mandate a vaccine. That's what they said. Listen.
Mandatory. No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory.
Perhaps the federal government should step in and issue mandates. And if not, are you putting the needs of unvaccinated people ahead of the needs of vaccinated people?
I think the question here, one, that's not the role of the federal government. That is the role that institutions, private sector entities, and others may take.
We cannot require someone to be vaccinated. That's just not what we can do.
I am all for more vaccination, but I have nothing further to say on that except that we're looking into those policies. And quite honestly, as people are doing that locally, those are individual local decisions as well.
I don't think you'll ever see a mandating of vaccine, particularly for the general public.
Amazing what the mob and the media won't tell you, isn't it? Now Joe Biden supports police, first responders, that would include nurses, even military. By the way, they're not only talking about military people being discharged. They want it to be a dishonorable discharge, as if they did, you know, as if there was some horrible thing they did. Maybe they're just listening to their doctor and following their doctor's science. It may shock people, but not every doctor agrees with Dr. Joe Biden and Dr. TV commentator A, B, C, and D, and Dr. Radio commentators, you know, X, Y, and Z. Because Fauci's been more wrong than anybody. Here's Biden supporting first responders getting fired.
Should police officers, emergency responders, be mandated to get vaccines? And if not, should they be stay at home or let go?
Yes and yes. By the way, I waited until July to talk about mandating because I tried everything else possible. The mandates are working. All the stuff about people leaving and people getting it, you have everyone from United Airlines to Spirit, all these airlines, we're not going to get all 96-97% of the people have gotten the vaccine. All the talk about all these folks who are going to leave the military if they're mandated, not true. You got about a 90-some percent vaccination rate. I mean, so there's the idea is that, look, the two things that concern me. One are those who just try to make this a political issue. Freedom. I have the freedom to kill you with my COVID. No, I mean, come on. Freedom.
Come on, man. You're a junkie. Come on, man. You're a junkie. Free, I have the freedom to kill you. That's not what people are saying, Joe. Now, you did originally say that you'd give people an option to test. And by the way, I know he finds it mildly fascinating that Fox News mandates vaccinations. Well, Joe, I work at Fox News. You couldn't be more wrong with that lie either, because they give people the option to be tested at the Fox News channel. You know, just in case facts ever matter to people. Look, the only reason I'm trying to find a solution here, because I believe many thousands and thousands of key workers in key industries, including our healthcare industry, including our military, including our police departments, including our teachers, our education of our kids, because there's so many of them. Why don't we go back to the mantra, follow the science? And the science of testing, I thought they believed in. They've got home tests now. Abbott has them. They're like 98-99% effective. One of my friends that had a breakthrough case, fully vaccinated, he found out he had COVID by taking a home test, and then he got it confirmed in a lab. And then he got Regeneron, and he went fishing for the next 10 days and sent his family away, and he said he's never been happier. And he's showing me all the striped bass he's catching. By the way, they're catching tuna fish near the Statue of Liberty, bluefin tuna, 600 pounds. It's like wicked tuna in New York. I can't believe it. Then we've got Joe Biden saying he's open to eliminating the filibuster on voting rights. Okay, listen.
But I also think we're going to have to move to the point where we fundamentally alter the filibuster.
But are you saying once you get this current agenda passed on spending and social programs that you would be open to fundamentally altering the filibuster
or doing away with it? Well, that remains to be seen exactly what that means in terms of fundamentally altering it, whether or not we just end the filibuster straight up. There are certain things that are just sacred rights. One's a sacred obligation that we're never going to renege on a debt. We're the only nation in the world. We have never, ever reneged on a single debt.
But when it comes to voting rights...
Voting rights is equally as consequential.
When it comes to voting rights, just so I'm clear, though, you would entertain the notion of doing away with the filibuster on that one issue? Is that correct?
And maybe more.
And maybe other issues.
All right, so there's the power grab. And then he had to admit, well, if I can change the filibuster, I lose three votes right now. Then he claims repeatedly he's been to the border. But he's been too busy to go. What do you mean? He calls a lid on most days. He does nothing but sleep all weekend, most weekends. And by the way, Peter Ducey called out Jen Psaki about his lie again today. Listen to this exchange.
Okay, following up on something else the president said last night, why did President Biden say he has been to the border?
Well, Peter, as you may have seen, there's been reporting that he did drive through the border when he was on the campaign trail in 2008, and he is certainly familiar with the fact, and it stuck with him, with the fact that in El Paso, the border goes right through the center of town. To the border to know what a mess was left by the last administration. That's his view.
Does that count as a visit? He said, I've been there before. You're saying he drove by for a few minutes. Does that count?
What is the root cause? Where are people coming from who are coming to the border, Peter?
The president said that
I'm asking you a question because I think people should understand the context. Okay, I'll answer it for you. People come from Central America and Mexico to go to the border. The president has been to those countries 10 times to talk about border issues. There is a focus right now on a photo op. The president does not believe a photo op is the same as solutions.
But he said,
that may be a difference he has with Republicans.
But that's not what he said either. He said, I guess I should go down. So does he think that he needs a photo op? Is that what he's saying?
He doesn't.
So she won't answer the question because he lied. But they lie all the time. Oh, we're not giving COVID tests to illegal immigrants because they're not going to be here very long. Oh, no, no. 4 a.m. flight in the morning, dumping people in, you know, obscure airports all around the country. No, no, no. We're not bringing people into cities in the dark of the night. Yes, they are. We call that an early morning flight. They just lie. This is a high class problem, the supply chain problem. You need to go shopping earlier if you want to get toys for your children for Christmas. You know, the tragedy of the treadmill. Unbelievable. You're not going to get what you want in 15 colors, but you might get, at least you'll get a coat if you're lucky. Oh, not the America I know. Then we've got Joe Biden saying inflation's going to last if we don't make certain investments. By the way, the word investment means spend money. And then the lie about, oh, it's not going to cost us a penny to spend $3.5 trillion. Listen.
You had told us at a town hall, I think it was in July, that this was just near-term inflation. The Wall Street Journal recently talked to like 67 financial experts who said that they saw high inflation going all the way or deep into 2022. Do you think it's going to last for a while?
I don't think so. I don't think it will last depending on what we do. If we stay exactly where we are, yes. If we don't make these investments, yes.
Yes. Okay. Then he blames OPEC for the high price of oil. He's the guy that shut down the Keystone XL pipeline exploration in Anwar in Alaska. And he's the one that is pledging that he's going to get off all oil, gas, coal in this country. He artificially reduced the world supply, but he's blaming OPEC because OPEC won't listen to him and increase the demand that he wants. When we have more resources than they do. Listen.
What about gas prices? Because some interesting.
Gas prices relate to a foreign policy initiative that is about something that goes beyond the cost of gas. And we're about $3.30 a gallon most places that now, when it's up from, was down in the single digits. I mean, single digit, a dollar plus. And that's because of the supply being withheld by OPEC. And so there's a lot of negotiation that is. There's a lot of Middle Eastern folks want to talk to me. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure I'm going to talk to them, but the point is, it's about gas production.
I can't take it anymore. It's not OPEC's fault, Joe. The world supply was reduced by you and your capitulation to New Green Deal radical socialism. You abolished energy independence. That's your decision. While you did kiss Putin's ass and give him a waiver so he can build his pipeline, which is making the hostile regime of Russia and the hostile actor Putin rich again. And you say you're going to defend Taiwan? What, like you defended Americans that you promised you wouldn't leave behind 13 days before you left them behind? Now they're walking back this promised to use the National Guard on the supply chain issue. It was one gas station in Gorda, California, $7.59 a gallon in that town. Other places in California, well over $5 a gallon for gasoline. And Joe even said last night that he doesn't have a near-term solution to reducing gas prices, but I do. Go back to the Trump energy independence policies. And now all of this is going to get worse because we're not going to have workers because Joe's going to fire them with his vaccine mandate. Let's see how well that works when cops are fired, nurses, you know, when nurses are fired. I'm telling you, and they're going to lose a lot of these cases in court. By the way, today was the day they're supposed to have their deadline of self-imposed deadline for a deal. Not going to happen. There's not a single solid. Oh, well, there was a funny moment. Nadler was sleeping during the Garland hearing. That was pretty funny. You should show that on TV tonight. You know, and that, they just want to blame Joe Manchin. America, in this poll, they want Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema to continue to stand strong. By the way, Republicans are pressing Attorney General Garland. He was another disaster yesterday to appoint a special prosecutor for Hunter. I think the entire Biden syndicate family is compromised by Russia, China, Kazakhstan, Ukraine. You know, now we're going to fire these police officers and nurses and firemen and healthcare workers and armed forces. It's unreal. Shipping companies warning Biden the vaccine mandates will, quote, wreak havoc on the holiday supply chain. Cargo air shipping companies warning the White House what will happen. It will be an unmitigated disaster. That mandate is December 8th. Federal contractors, that includes UPS and FedEx, cannot have their employees opt out of the vaccine mandate. Oh, and yeah, everything that we told you about Dr. Fauci and the NIH, his NIH funding, the Wuhan virology lab for gain of function research was true. We went into this yesterday. Yeah, and he knew about it the whole time. And Rand Paul was right. Fauci lied. And he knew from the very beginning. All of this is true. Illegal immigrants, now they get an exemption. They're not being tested. There's no vaccine mandate for any of them. Unbelievable times. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. You want to be a part of the program.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.